Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit lifevac.net. And enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find name brands for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit at Ross.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops. I mean, every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with the savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So, what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Well, guys, congratulations. Thank you so much for being here. I'm going to start out by talking. I really want to start out by asking you guys about the finale episode. So, Joey, when did you know that Kelsey was the one? Because we have to say that you weren't the best actor with Daisy in the finale, which is totally fine. I love transparency. But we heard on the Chicks in the Office podcast that Daisy walked into the room, your room, and you quickly had to hide a letter that you wrote to Kelsey that said, "I see you as my wife." So yeah, you had to have known before that finale week.
Yeah, that I can give as much context as possible on that. So we always said there was a lot of breadcrumbs throughout the whole thing that led to that final moment. It really did start all the way back in Rhonda after the first one-on-one. And that Malta date, that, to give context in the note, she wrote me a really sweet letter on like a postcard. And I was like thinking about her so much. I was like, you know what, let me just get my thoughts out. I wanted to journal it. And I dated it, and it was all the way back in Malta. But yeah, that was at the moment where things were starting with us. And I did say, like, I could see you as a future wife. So I wanted to read it to her on the final date so that she knew this has been going for a while. But I, in my position, as everyone knows, have to stay open, have to go through the whole process to make sure that I give her the full confirmation that she deserves. And we both agreed, like, the final moment, which America saw too, was after she met my family. Like, after we got through her meeting my family, I knew she was ready and where she was at. That was when I think I started acting a little bit differently and not giving Daisy what she needed and was very aware of my words. And I can say I regretted all of that, but I know I did it the best that I could. And I think what's most important now is she knows how much my love was always there for her. And yeah, we both wish Daisy, obviously, nothing but the best.
Oh, well, you just handled everything this season so perfectly. Greatest Bachelor in a very long time. We're just so grateful for you because you really, really like rejuvenized the franchise. And you were excellent, and you couldn't have picked a more wonderful woman.
I agree.
When Daisy came to your room and started asking you about how you felt your week went, what did you think? Where did you think the conversation was leading?
I had no idea. And through the whole process, I never really talked a whole lot about Joey and I's relationship to the other women. I didn't think it was necessary. I just kind of held it to myself. So whenever she was asking me those questions, I was just like trying to be vague. I was like, yeah, it was good. It was good. And then she like had to ask me a couple times. And finally I was like, she's like asking me like, did you get validation? You know, like what, like, can you tell me? I just, she's like, if you're comfortable with it. Finally, I was like, yeah, you know, I got a lot of validation and reassurance. And then I think that she was like thankful for that because she knew that how she felt and she just wanted me and Joey to be happy. But it was a special moment. Yeah.
So then you guys, you said on another podcast, because I don't want to repeat questions with you guys, but you said on another podcast that you don't remember who came up with the actual idea of getting in the car together. But once that was decided, did you know that Daisy was going to tell Joey, I know it's not me? Like, did you know what was about to happen as the car stopped?
I mean, I wasn't positive what she was going to do. I knew that she wanted to go and do it in her own way. And I was just supportive in whatever she wanted to do. And like, if she felt comfortable ending it, then to do so. But I was really happy with her and proud of her. Yeah.
So how did it go? Like, did the producer say, all right, well, Daisy's going to get out of the car first and she's going to walk down the aisle and then Kelsey, you're going to be second? Because to all of us, that's the dead giveaway that you're about to be proposed to.
I think that at that point, everybody just kind of knew, like,
okay,
that, like, Joey was going to propose to me. I was still a little like, you never know. I don't know until he's down on one knee, but I hope so. And some of my producers were like, are you crazy right now?
Okay.
Daisy was first because I was expecting to end it with her in that moment. So that was all planned before. I didn't know until after the fact that they
that we went together, that we had a conversation before. He didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, she got out the car first and then we had a hug and then she immediately just walked down to Joey and then I fixed my hair.
So you guys were actually interacting right before going down the aisle?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Ben was certain that you guys, it looked like you were in the car together, which of course you were in the car together, but that you got separated. And then they sent one of you down so that you wouldn't know who actually was going first.
No, she immediately walked down. Yeah, we gave like little looks and I was like,
crazy,
I was like,
right?
Good luck. Yeah.
Wow, that truly is unprecedented. But Joey, we saw you teased all summer long. Well, you didn't tease, but like, you know, the scenes for the next episode or the scenes from the finale teased all season long that you like break down at the altar and that you're like, there's no way that's ever happened before. And you were just so wrecked. What was that about?
Yeah, I mean, they did a really good job of making it seem like I was alone and that I ended up with no one because of how they like put different scenes together. And I kind of had a figuring that they would do that. But for me, I've expressed the emotions were that I didn't want to put Daisy through that. Like, I felt horrible. And I think everyone saw that. And that emotion of when she walked away, I'm glad. And she said, I'm glad she got to do it on her own. But for her to then walk away and me to be standing there, like, the emotions hit. And I felt terrible that I did that to someone. So it also looked like I got dumped. So that's the whole thing, too.
Were you afraid that they could have edited it to make it look like you were dumped in the end and that like Kelsey was default girl?
Yeah, I think that anyone can be afraid of how everything's going to look. But we knew that at the end of the day, we can always control our story. We've talked about that a ton, is like we will try our best to explain if something seems to be like misinterpreted or anything like that. But we knew how strong our love was and how much we were so excited to see our moment and our engagement. But we knew because of the ending, it was going to be a whole different experience for everyone that was a part of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because Daisy was so certain it wasn't her, like she felt that in her bones, it meant that you sort of treated her like that. Does that make you, Kelsey, feel even more confident in what you have, that you never have to look back on the season and be like, man, he was really torn between the two of us?
Yeah, I think that was my biggest fear. And I talked to him about that a lot, you know, of like, I don't want you to be confused at the end of who it's going to be. And like, if you get down on one knee for me, like it needs to be 110% me, because I think that that's what I deserve. And I also think that's what he deserves. You know, it's a love that he's so certain about and that I'm so certain about. So Yeah, I think that that's how I knew for sure that, you know, if he got down on one knee from me, it was me for sure.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley, and we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one. Kelsey, you didn't give a speech from what we saw at the altar. Every girl has to kind of give her recipient she has to do her own little thing before getting proposed to on The Bachelor. You, from what we saw, just got to kind of enjoy being proposed to, but how did it actually go down?
So I actually said my speech first, and not sure why I was cut out. Maybe to look like I might say no, maybe to look like, just that he got down on one knee. Or maybe I was stuttering a lot. I don't know. The whole moment was blackout for me. I was just like, please propose to me. But
she said a lot of really sweet things. Yeah. But she said even after, she was like, man, I think I messed my speech up. I had a whole other section that I forgot about. Yeah. So I'm sure that moment was a little bit jumbled, but she said beautiful things, and it's for us. Yeah. I remember it.
The fact that I always get stressed out that the person standing up there has to give a speech. So I feel you if you jumbled it. I'm always impressed by how articulate everybody is, even without notes.
Right. Yeah, I was rehearsing it multiple times. I was like, can I bring these, please?
Yes, right. Just like a couple little bullet points. Like, because yeah. I was thinking about like at my wedding, like, you know, I had to read it. I'm a great writer, but I can't exactly like just memorize lines, then deliver them in front of an audience.
Yeah, so, I feel the same.
Bravo for whatever you did, because I'm sure it was amazing. Was there a moment throughout the entire season that you guys shared that didn't get aired, that when the episode ended up airing, you're like, oh, bummer, that didn't make the cut?
I'll speak on one, because I think that one of the bigger ones was a moment we had where she got the group date rose after the Mrs. Right. She said something during the Mrs. Right competition about, like, I want to create new memories. So I came up with the idea of I wanted to get a Polaroid camera, and we took two selfies. So we had two different pictures. She got to hold on to one. I got to hold on to one. And that was, like, the big part of our combo we had that night, that this is now a new memory that we can hold on to and, like, share new experiences. So that was kind of a moment that I wish we could have saw.
But it's probably one of the moments that we're like, well, we can't make it too obvious that Kelsey's the winner.
Yeah, I was like, where was our whole conversation? The Polaroids.
It's all good. we got it again for us, and we still got the Polaroids too.
Yeah, we do.
As somebody else who's like in a bachelor relationship, I always find it to be almost frustrating that we have like so much footage from the beginning of our relationship that we'll never be able to see.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, you know? It's a part of it. Definitely. We would love to have a full tape of every single moment. That'd be a good gift
for us. I know. Come on, guys. Just give us like a little secret highlight reel.
Highlight reel.
All right. So yesterday we were talking to Rachel Recchia and Susie Evans, and they told us that they felt that soon after the finale was filmed, that they realized they didn't really know their new significant other. Did you guys have any of those feelings during the happy couple retreats?
I think I got stressed on like the initial, like right after we got proposed, but then like Joey calmed me down and we're just gonna take this one step at a time pretty much. And I think we pretty much did dating in reverse, you know?
Yeah.
We did the hard hitters at the beginning, and then we got into the easier stuff, like, you know, the fact that he's really into sports, and then we love watching, well, we want to watch live sports together because I love going to live sporting events and things like that. I think that, you know, it was fun to learn about the little things throughout all of this.
Little things is a huge thing for her, and it's like totally understandable. And what she's really good at that's been so fun is, and I realized I need to work on it, she has like Rolodex of questions always. And she did so good at that in the beginning. Like, no, I want to know all these little things about you, and I want you to know all these little things about me.
Yeah.
And she did that, and like that has made a huge difference, because I don't know if she didn't do that, I don't know if we'd know as much about each other that we actually do. And we're still learning. We know that there's a lot to learn, but we have that foundation, which is what's most important.
Mm-hmm. No, I love that. I remember being on The Bachelor and I wanted to ask random questions like that, but it's also like, do you just randomly in the middle of like the 15 minutes that you have together during group date, just like, so what's your favorite movie? Just like, do you randomly blurt that out? Did you do that?
Yeah, we did. We had little stuff like that. Like you said, the perfect time always is those like group date moments, because you only get a certain amount of time. But then she wanted to make sure she said a lot more about her family, important things about each other. But yeah, the little moments. And we did that on overnights too. We did a lot of small stuff.
Yeah, we did. It was fun. Yeah. I actually journaled like a bunch of questions that I wanted to ask him. And during Fantasy Suites, I was like, okay, I had to ask you this and I wanted to ask you this. Like, what about this?
Brought out the journal.
Yeah.
That is so cute. That's the perfect time to bring out the journal.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Fantasy Suites, okay, so you guys revealed on the Chicks in the Office podcast that the Taylor Swift song Dress is like your song. And Joey, you said that you would have the producers put it on when you were missing Kelsey in the midst of filming. You did not mention, though, that it's a very sexy song about anticipation. Like, let's lyric quote here. Only bought this dress so you can take it off. Carve your name into my bedpost. Did you have some daydreams on airplanes and stuff, just fantasizing about the fantasy suite to come?
I can say that she said, like, she explained the song, obviously talked about the crowded room lyric and everything. It's like, it's a beautiful song. And the chorus hit when I was listening to it the first time. I was like, damn, Kelsey, okay. Like, I'm going to hold this one in the back of my head. Like, I was like, this is a little provocative of a song here. So we laughed about that a ton. And when I got to see her the next time and talked about it, I did say that. I was like, you know, Dress is a very, like, very aggressive song.
No, right? It was hilarious. Whenever he saw me next, he was like, oh, I listened to that song. He's like, it's kind of provocative. And I don't know why. That was one of my favorite moments of us together. The way he said, like, provocative. I was like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. She got me blushing on that song.
And then sure. I started blushing whenever you said that. Yeah.
Kelsey, everybody loves your dad. Big fan favorite. I think he seems like perfect inside and out. And it looked like he was a little bit smiley, and your brother nudged him when Jesse said, maybe we'll be seeing more of you in the future. Does that mean that he's going to be on the next season of The Golden Bachelorette?
I'm not sure, but I think that sounds so exciting for him.
You think that sounds exciting for him? So you guys would be open, you as a family and your dad, open to finding love again?
I think that it would be a good push for him. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us. I have this quick shout out that I have to do for our producer, Amy. She and us on the Almost Famous podcast want to give a shout out to Taylor Ford. Her boyfriend called us and said that all she wants for her birthday is a shout out from Joey and Kelsey. And she just turned 19 and she plays beach volleyball at UCLA. So, guys, can you just say happy birthday, Taylor Ford?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
happy birthday, Taylor Ford.
Amazing. You guys rock. And I can't wait to see your lives together because you're one of my favorite bachelor couples. And I'm not just saying that.
Thank you. It's good to see you again, Ashley.
Bye, guys. Good to see you. Hope to see you soon in person. Bye.
Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the 4th leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find name brands for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit at Ross.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops. I mean, every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with the savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So, what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.